Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana now. Let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Well, nothing but the wind, bro.
Yeah. We've had plenty of that, hadn't we?
Oh, my God. Got some more coming, looks like. No, I'm back. I'm back in Cleveland.
Are you already back?
Oh, yeah.
How's a quickie?
That was brutal.
Yeah, why stay until the weather breaks, man?
Yeah. I'm not going to fight it. That river Saturday, I come back up the river from South Pass, went from 55 degrees to 43.8 when I come in run up the river.
That river gets cold, and it's hard to warm it up, man, this time of year.
That's the coldest I ever saw.
That's cold.
Yeah, it's cold. So, but red fishing actually is pretty damn good.
Right.
I mean, you can go get on them flats outside, them sandbars and stuff, and you can find you one little wrinkle of mullet, and you can light them up. But, you know, contending with the wind and cold and, you know, you got to be a trooper right now. So, you know, everybody's calling me right now. Is it just wait at least April? You know, because.
Yeah.
Maybe something to slow down. Me and Darlene actually got to go offshore Saturday, and my neighbor there, we would had it planned, and then it all fell apart. And because Texas nephew was going with us, him and his wife. Fishing got good, then it got bad, and they whacked them on Thursday, and then Friday they caught them pretty good, and they decided, well, we'll give it a whirl, and it didn't happen. The wind wasn't bad at all, but them fish didn't cooperate. We was trying to catch one of them jumbos, too, and you could catch some black fins, but you know, that wasn't what me and Darlene wanted to do. I did catch on a big bomber, big pink bomber. I caught about an 85-pound amberjack, biggest one I ever caught.
Dang.
And I'm talking about he put a whooping on me. So, you know, naturally, season's closed. And
big old donkey.
Big donkey. And I knew it. You know, I kept telling them, I said, because he took some line when he eat it. And,
yeah.
When I went to fight him, I said, I'm telling you now, boys, this ain't no tuna fish.
No. Nope.
Just tell the way he was playing. And then I got figuring it's just a big old shark. And then he come up, and I went, wow. But other than that, it's just actually that time of year, you know. And it,
yeah.
That wind and stuff. And when it, you know, it sure blowed it.
I mean, yeah, I guess y'all got all that west wind, and man, that was a blow.
Day before yesterday was something, but yesterday, I'm talking about, you know, it got back out kind of out of the north yesterday. But
yeah, it still blew.
It honked. Yeah, it blew.
Nothing like Tuesday, but it still blew. I mean, it blew all our water out.
Yeah. So. But one good thing, it sucked that rain back up a bunch of it. So, but we got some rain on Tuesday. But other than that, I really don't know much of anything. You know, that's about all I know about the fishing over there. There's a few trout being caught. There's one of them ponds has got some grass in it, and some there off South Pass, and there's some trout snuck in there. And, they found some warmer water in there, and that's where they're at.
Yeah, they're not going to go up that river as cold as it is. Bet on that.
No, absolutely not.
That's a critical stage when you get that low in the 40s. That's not good.
No, it's not. You know, so
at least on the other end, you got that warmer Gulf water warming the lower end of the river up anyway.
I mean, we come out of there Saturday morning, which we had run in the fog, but it wasn't just You could see a quarter of a mile. Yeah, it wasn't that dense. So I'd have told the captain, we ain't going.
Right.
But, what wound up winning Conroe last weekend?
You know, I never did hear. I didn't even think to look, you know, Sunday. I got involved in other things. I don't know. I'll talk to Tommy tomorrow. I'll see. I know Tommy won an hour. Tommy Alexander.
Did he?
Yeah, he won one, and I think he got a check in another hour or something. But I don't know whether anybody hit double digits or not.
All right. I mean, that wind was tough on there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Saturday was good, but I bet Sunday blew over. Because it blew in Venice on Saturday, on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, matter of fact, I get counseled out of the offshore boat Sunday.
Nobody went offshore? Can't blame them?
No.
Heck with
that. And the thing of it is, too, them fish are open water. They're not on them rigs. They're chasing them bogey balls.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just, you know, you're really grinding. You know, it's mostly all trolling right now, pulling ballyhoos and stuff like that. So,
you heard any more big tuna, big yellowfins caught other than that 140 you were talking about last week?
Oh, yeah, there was a 180 caught.
A 180? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, the problem of it is on them open water fish. You know, you go to chasing them that's coming up, and you're going to have to throw them poppers and stuff at it. And
mm-hmm.
You got your hands full on them spinning rods.
Yeah, you do.
You know, wow. So only good thing of it is they're pretty shallow. So, you know, they're in 300, 400 foot of water.
Yeah, you told me last week, what, they were 6 miles out or something?
No, seven, yeah.
Seven, yeah, that's seven close.
Yeah, that's close. Oh, it's just, if it's clear enough, you can see the lighthouse at Mouth South Pass.
Wow.
But,
yeah, you don't find them like that out of Galveston. You got to go a long ways.
No, yeah. You got to go left or right out of Galveston and get them tuna fish. So.
Yeah.
And still go a long ways.
Still a long race. That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's I don't know. It's starting off kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
You know, except for South Texas. You know, that's, and it's that time of year where, you know, South Texas, they warm up faster. Their water warms up, and they they get off to a lot earlier start than we do up this way.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. There was there were some really good fish caught in that Legends tournament.
Yeah,
that's what tournament going. Down there. They're beautiful stringers. Well, no, you know, I say stringers. Catch and release. Videos.
Yeah. The world we live in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Scott Martin got, you know, disqualified from it.
Well, he DQ'd himself, didn't he?
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, yes and no. But, you know, that's the world we're living in now.
Yeah. You know?
And it's, man, you can't even talk about it amongst yourselves. That's,
I know. Boy, if the saltwater guys around here had to do that, they'd be lost as a goose. Man, that network and stuff, hey, that's a... And all the off limits before a tournament, and oh man, that would that'd be a game changer, though.
Yep, absolutely.
1 month off limits and get one practice day and turn them loose, and no networking.
Yep,
that's basically what they do. You know, the Bass Boys.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to stay away from people. Before a tournament, you know, you can't even talk fishing with anybody because somebody may say something that, you know, might pertain to what you're going to be doing, and then you might as well DQ yourself because you're not going to pass a polygraph.
No.
Because it's already in your mind. You already know it. about all this stuff.
I agree with you. You know, same thing what's going on in our government, you know. Oh, they all want to be mad. And they all want to be mad about tariffs. Well, they don't even realize how much tariffs we pay.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to
nobody even talks about
put
that.
Tariffs on America, but we can't do it to the people that are doing it to us. Come on, man.
Yep.
I mean,
yep. They're going to stock up on Crown Royal if you drink it, because they fix the foot off.
I've been to Canada. I never did like it anyway. It's a beautiful place.
It is beautiful.
I don't care much for it. A whole different world over there when you cross that border. People are different.
Yep. Yep.
Nothing like America. Stay at home. We got plenty of good hunting and fishing here.
Yeah, we do.
I will. Everybody boycotts on any little disturbance. Oh, we're boycotting that. Go ahead. Make my day.
Know, that was sickening that they couldn't even stand up to honor them children.
Child's play.
Childish, exactly.
So. Yep.
That's where we're at.
Well, I'm ready for fishing to get good for everybody.
Me too.
It's spotty.
But I told Darlene.
Down south, good. But you can go right down there and miss them, too. You know, it's the way it is nowadays.
Right. You can miss them anywhere.
You can.
You're talking like networking. That's a great thing about us down there at Venice. You know, there's different groups, but, you know, if you're ever what group you're in, you're going to get help if you're struggling for the day.
Yeah.
It's just a radio call away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it was so funny offshore. This boat was in is bad. I mean, it's so sweet. And it's new and got everything new in the world on it. And
mm-hmm.
he had one of them radios on scan, and it was unbelievable how many different channels them captains were on. You'll hear one of them go to that other one. You know, so they're switching channels and talking. It's the same thing on the inshore, too, though. You know, there'd be one group of them, and they'll have four or five different channels that they'll go to, you know, to try to keep the secret.
Right.
You know, it's funny, too, man. Probably Brent Ballet. We was talking about one day. We was kind of fishing pretty close, and we'd done caught them. And we were watching these other boats, and one of them, we knew we could tell his voice when he come on radio, go to that other channel. And we're sitting there, dude, we're sitting here looking at you. You're not hiding down here no more. So there's very few places you can go hide now.
No. Like the old saying, you can run, but you can't hide.
Nope. Exactly right.
Can't do it.
And on top of that, if you, you know, just like I said it before, if you got AIS on your radio, I don't care where you're hiding at. I see you on my graph.
Yeah.
You know, or on my GPS. So.
Technology.
Technology. It's something else nowadays.
It is. All right, Mike. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to call you back coming over to Venice this year, doing a trip, how they get a hold of you?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ Hunting Edition.
All right, man. Well, Mike, have a good day. Good talking to you. I'll talk to you Saturday.
All right, brother. Later.
Later. All right, man. All right. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back. Outdoor Show, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Galveston now, Tiki Island, and check in with Captain James Plogg. Morning, James. What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
Not a lot, my friend.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Man, that's kind of
got
cool.
Got any hair left after that blow? Man,
not much, buddy. I didn't have much to start with, and I got less now.
Man.
It was nasty. Well,
I wouldn't want to have been driving an 18-wheeler or motorhome in that the other day. Good Lord.
Man, you know, I had to get my cushion on my leaning post fell off. Whoever built that thing, they use like wood cabinet, you know, to make the base and it all.
Right.
So I took it off, took it to my guy, said, fix it for me. And I guess Tuesday, we should have went Tuesday. I guess I called my guys too late, and everybody done watch that news, 90%. Gale Warren is going to die. Don't let the dog outside. I said, look, man, I think we can catch him, man. You know, my guys all bailed. I said, whatever. I could have caught him Tuesday. So we caught him Monday. Just fish. Nothing good, but it was pretty easy. And the tides were right. And even the rain Tuesday, you know, wasn't nothing. I mean, it blew.
Yeah, depending on where you were at, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was calm Monday. It blew like 20 all day. But, you know, the water came up. Anyway, we ended up not going. I was bad. Well, man, right before that, it got nice. You know, the clouds went away, and I guess it was maybe about 11, maybe 10:30. Man, I'm looking at my boat. I ain't got no cushion on there. I was fixing to leave. Man, I'm looking at the tide, and I know where I want to go. I said, I guarantee you I'd catch me a good one. But I didn't go because I had no cushion. All this, I got to take all that stuff out so it didn't blow out going down the road. I blew it off. Hey, I'm glad I didn't go, man. About an hour later, I promise you, it was blowing 50 down here. Dude, I was trying to clean my truck finally. It's so nasty. I don't even want to get in it. So I'm going to clean inside this truck. And I was in the inside of there, and I was wiping something on the dash. And that door slammed, and if my leg would have been hanging out there, it'd have chopped it off.
I would have crushed it.
So I turned my truck around where the wind was blowing the doors open instead of shut. But it was terrible. But anyway, we had about, man, yesterday to the peak of how high it was Tuesday, I guarantee you we're on like a 3.5-foot swing and tide. Maybe more than that. 3.5 foot for sure, as low as it got yesterday. And it was still going out. Every time I come back from wherever I was at, it's like 4 o'clock, and it's still trickling out. It's been rushing out all day, but it's trickling out.
Right.
So there ain't no water. That's why I blew today off. I said, man, I got nothing. Now you got northeast about 15. That's what it looked like it was blowing.
Boy, my bay was torn up. Man, it was ugly yesterday.
No, just
a mud hole.
Yeah, I went down the whatever that Bayshore Drive is there. My guy is over there in like San Leon, and I was looking out across the bay. It was rough and muddy, but that's a hell of a blow, man. It's gonna take a little bit, but yeah, man, March is always like this. It's always like this, you know. But that's why you can't mess up. Tuesday, I should have made them guys go Tuesday. We wouldn't no doubt we was going to catch them. I mean, they're just fish. They ain't nothing good, but plenty of fish.
Yeah.
So I was kind of mad at myself. Or I'm getting old. I don't know, one or two.
Probably a little bit of both here, huh?
Well, man, they watch that news, man. If you don't call somebody, and these guys, they fish with me. They know. They know how I am, but they know. If they go ahead and bail early, I won't make them go.
Yeah.
And I waited late to call them, see exactly what I had. They done looked at all that news and all that stuff. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But
if you're a doomer, you watch that news, buddy. You get through with the news cycle and you're ready to go pull a dull knife out of the drawer and cut your own throat, man.
Well, I don't watch it, but they all watch that stuff. You know, hey, look, man, this time of year, if you're going to go with somebody, a guy that does what we do, man, don't look at the weather. If you want fair weather and following seas, man, you need to go about the first week of June. Don't even waste
call us
time.
In June, July, August, something. You want to go burn
don't even
up
put your name
with no wind or nothing. Hey, I'm your guy.
Yeah, don't even
come get
put
some.
Your name down there. You have to know what to expect this time of year, and you got to want it. This is what you got to do. I love to wait fish, and I like to go try to catch some nice trout, and you're going to have adverse weather. If you don't like that, don't go, dude. Go.
Well, that's why wait fishing is so important this time of year. You can get out of that. I mean, that's what you wade fish for, is to do that.
Yeah, ain't no doubt.
No matter. Like, find me a calm shoreline and jump out.
Yeah, just like Monday. I mean, you know, granted, they were just fish, but it was good fishing, man. We standing there just catching them. But the fish are slicking a little bit. It might change now. I think Monday the water started out, it was like 59.9, almost 60. And I think when I come in, it was like 65.
It's ranging anywhere from 61 to 65 this morning at all the stations. So,
yeah.
Actually, the water is cooler offshore at the 20-mile buoy than it is in the bay.
Really? What is it at the 20?
Just a little over 60 degrees.
Huh. Man, I guarantee you wouldn't have been wanting to come in from offshore Tuesday when that wind.
Boy, how about being out there and getting hit with that wall of wind, buddy?
That was real right there. It was
in west. Ugh.
Yeah, I knew that deal in the morning. You know how they do them fronts cleared.
Yeah.
High pressure sets in behind them. But I knew Tuesday morning. I said, man, I'm looking. I said, it's going to be just like it is today. I mean,
no, there was a morning window. You know, that morning was doable.
Yeah,
if you wanted to mess with fighting the rain, but it just depended on where you were. You know, it wasn't real thick. And those two lines that were coming at us, they were real thin, so you knew you weren't going to get a lot of rain out of it.
Yeah, and it didn't last very long. It's going to rain for a little while, but it didn't last very long. Anyway, don't matter. When them days are gone, when you miss a day, you just miss a day. It ain't like it's coming back.
Yeah, you guys make plenty of money, man. You can afford to miss a day here and there.
Oh, yeah, don't bother me none. Hey, I don't like it if I can catch them. Now, if I can't catch them like today.
No, if it's inevitable that, hey, fishing's terrible and you're not on anything and the weather goes, you know, that's fine. But when you know you can go out there and get them quick that morning, why not go for it?
I don't like that, man. If I think I can catch them, you better get in because we're going, man. But today I was looking at that wind and that low water, how muddy the water got. And I'm sure somebody will go catch something today, but I don't think it's going to be too friendly. Tomorrow everything settles out a little bit today. If it swings around, come more. Tomorrow will be better.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be better than today. But fishing's all right. I mean, you know,
one April like this where we had a late Easter or something, and, you know, the East Shoreline was going off big time. And I think I had old Raz and Copperhead and Hodge and all that bunch back then, back in the straight back redfin days. I'm ripping them. I'm ripping holes in them over there. Good fish, too. And they said, what about that front coming tomorrow? I said, man, I think we can get a morning in. I'm on some big ones. And they said, let's do it. So they came down, and we put in a double bio and went down there by Hodges and got out on that sandbar wading back towards Smith Point out there deep. And, buddy, we're pounding on them. And I'm looking across that bay to the north, and it's all black and green. And
oh, here she comes.
We set a record for a temperature drop. I mean, it's like 85 degrees, 84 that morning. It's nice. Got a southeast wind at about 10, and, I mean, we're smoking them. And everybody had their limits. And I yelled down at him. I said, hey, I'm going to go get that boat. It's looking a little iffy. When I picked them up, they were like drowned rats. That wind had swished out of the north at about 40. And when I picked up the last guy, and that boat ride from there to Double Bayou, I was in my 25 Hydra Sport, and I didn't want any more than that. I couldn't believe. I'd never been on that shoreline, you know, when it got that rough over there.
When it got that rough, yeah.
Yeah, when a bad norther like that hits, and rain and wind, and the temperature dropped, I think, 50-something degrees.
Gosh,
At the bank at Fort, you know, when we come out, when you go by Fort Anahuac Park there where you turn in, that bank right there on the corner, it was 36 degrees, and it went from 80-something. That's just nuts.
Was that in March or April? When was
that? I think it was April, early April.
April. Yeah. You put in a double, you didn't. You didn't come from the park, did you?
No, I put in a double bio.
Yeah.
And if I'd put in at the park, I'd have never made it. I'd have made it, but it wouldn't have
made it. But
I'd have ended up on somebody's pier. But, man, it was bad.
Them fronts come through like that.
They said, what about these fish? I said, hey, y'all going to have to take them home and clean them. I'm not going to stand out in this mess and clean them. We were freezing to death. We didn't have any cold weather clothes.
Oh, we were freezing. Man.
We were soaking wet and freezing.
It's like David Carroll told me the other day, he said, man, he's weather watcher, so I don't think that front's going to get us. And I said, man, I'm looking at it right there. And it was my decision to go. I didn't think it was coming either. But then it got closer. I said, nah, it's coming. He said, it's going to stall right there. I said, okay.
How did he know that?
Dude, I told him, whatever weather app you got, you should fire that guy because he's terrible. And I put them out. I had to go pull this kid off of him. He was pine dry.
I remember that day you had to pull that kid off, yeah.
Yeah, and that wind swings around about 25, 28 miles an hour out of the north. I said, yep, front didn't make it there. Well, it's here. It got here. Yeah, I can see it. It's right there.
Yeah, David, how about that stall out?
Yeah, wasn't no stall out. But, man, you just deal with that kind of weather this time of year, man.
I remember that day you and I and Blaine were wading the coves over in West Bay in that norther hit. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, almost
back
get
to Tiki
Blaine.
Island. Golly.
Yeah. Man, remember trying to get Blaine's old tub out of there, and it was like 3 footers trying to get across that.
Yeah, that's when he had that old Mako, that big old 224 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. We had caught him good that morning. It was good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was perfect. We just stayed too long. We got too greedy, man. It happens every time.
Every time we get like that, we get caught.
Let's catch one more, man. One more.
Oh, you're looking at it, and it's green coming.
I look at everybody and say, what do you want one more for? You've already caught about 25. Let's go.
Can't stand it.
One more cast.
I'm still like that. I'm still terrible like that today. I'll be walking back the boat. And I say, man, I need to be fishing. So now I start fishing, going back to the boat, thinking I'm getting another one. I waited too long. Now we got to go get everybody.
Well, if we were very smart, we wouldn't have done what we did for a living all these years.
That's a damn truth.
We're not
buddy.
The sharpest knife in the drawer, I can tell you that.
I guarantee you, one half of them scissors on there is gone.
Oh, boy.
But it's, you know, fishing, you know, Saturday we fish that tournament, and it, you know, we caught fish. We did. I moved, but we never could catch nothing any good.
And I was glad to see old Larry pull the rabbit out of the hat there towards the end of that tournament. He caught him.
Yeah, that's a nice fish.
Yeah,
that's a nice
fish. Good for Larry.
He didn't have no time, dude. I think he got back to the deal. There were like 3 or 4 minutes left.
Yeah, that's what his post said. He had like 3 minutes to play with.
Yeah. But the fishing, you know, was the fishing overall was tough. It was, you know, I just never could land on, you know, you got to land on the right fish. We landed on fish, just nothing no good.
Man, that first stop and that early morning start, if you get off on the right foot, you're in good shape. But, boy, if you struggle on that, your first pattern and what you thought was going to be, man, it makes it tough. Then the clock starts ticking, and then you don't work your lure right. You're pressing, and it's tournament nightmares, man.
Anytime I'm tournament fishing, I'm in that boat, and that boat's running, I'm probably struggling.
If the boat's running, you're wasting time and missing cast and opportunity.
Wasting time, buddy. Ain't no doubt about it. 100%. But we'll get them next time.
Oh, well.
We was chunking at them.
I know you were.
But overall, it's all right. It's
well,
pretty good.
Can't win if you don't go.
No, man. If you don't play, can't win. But and it was nice weather. It was one of them postcard days. Just dead calm.
Yeah, it was, y'all hit the weather right, but sometimes that's not so good. Better
fish it sucks. They don't bite.
Adverse
weather. I know everybody that was fishing. There was no sit there and weed through them. You were fishing for some bite. You wasn't fishing for weed through there trying to get you a good one.
Right.
It was just fishing for a few bites, but I don't know. We'll get off this moon, get on the front of that moon, look at better weather, get some kind of little pattern.
Yeah, we'll get a good bite going here in about 4 to 6 days with that full moon coming up. Get some movement, get some activity, man. Get some better weather.
It was pretty yesterday. It was just windy, man. I was chipping some golf balls. I went to Moody's yesterday afternoon. Hell, I'm trying to chip, and it's blowing my balls around. It was smoking, man, still at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, I got to run, right, James. Bro. Somebody wants to call you about going to the bottom and living the dream all in one nightmare. How do they do it?
All right, buddy. 409-771-7306.
Get in the boat. Nick,
have a good one.
Grind them out. All right. See you, James. Bye, later, man.
Bye.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everyone about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display. If you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp. No farm raised at Boyd's, from their 9, 12s, 15, 18, whatever count you like. Great price, great availability. And check out their Cajun Grill next door. They put out some really good food there. They have a great crawfish recipe also. And it is crawfish season, and if you're going to boil crawfish, think of Boyd's. They've always got them. 409-945-4001 or boydsonestop.com. And when you go see the good folks at Boyd's, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:39 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Galveston now and check in with Captain Sharky Marquez, see what he's up to. Hey, Michael, what's going on, bud?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, man. Well?
What's cooking good looking?
I'm just waiting to hear how big that swordfish was that come unbuttoned.
Well,
after that,
that's
classic
a sad
battle.
Story. That's a sad story, brother. I'll tell you, so we get out there. Thank God the tuna bite was good. Left at 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
So a little bit of a later start than what we wanted. Pulled up. Oh, yeah, we already talked about that. We were catching tuna when we were out there. That's right.
Right. We talked Saturday morning, and y'all were catching tuna, and you said you were going to, you know, after it got light good, you go pull off of them and go fish for a swordfish or whatever.
So we did. We pulled up to the spot, and I dropped my bait. You know, with that, typically there's a – depending on where you're fishing and how big the spot is and stuff, you can drift for a good little ways.
Right.
But I've got this – of course, every time I catch one or I hook one, I put a mark on my chart, you know, plotter.
Right.
And that way I've got a good idea over the years of, you know, where we're getting the action at. But so anyway, the plan was to pull up and drop a buoy rod and then drop a just a standard rod off the side of the gunnel there. And I was over, by the time I dropped, that current was pretty strong. I was kind of over my honey hole. Mm. So I said, man, let's just wait to see what this bait does. Give it 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just explaining to my guys, you know, just hit the bottom. I was trying to get that sacrificial weight off. And I put it back in the gunnel, reeled in 20, 30 cranks. And I said, all right, guys. So, you know, we could be drifting this thing for, you know, swordfish. It could take 5 hours. It could take, right, you know, to get one bite or whatever. And y'all just kind of relax. And what we're looking for is that rod to either slack up or just a little bit of something different than going up and down, and that rod doing its natural bend on the wave. It could be super, you know, a minor little pop, or just because, you know, you got 2,000 foot of line out. So, you know, it doesn't look like a slam dunk a lot of times, you know, where that rod just bends. Maybe it's just a little flicker. But anyway, I'm telling my guys this, and dude, that rod,
it went off.
it goes off, buddy. And, oh, my gosh, man. I'm like, no way. That's him. we locked down on him, and I don't know if I got the hook set the first time or not, but I ended up feeding it back to him just to make sure, dropping it back to him, and then he stopped it on the way down again, and I locked him again. And fast forward 3.5 hours, we get the cannonball weight off, which is right on that wind-on leader, so we've got him 40 foot under the boat, okay?
Right.
This thing is massive. Massive. We get the cannonball rig out. We got the gas in the water. I mean, he is right there. And sure as heck, you know, sometime after grabbing that cannonball and to where he would be coming into the boat, you know, in that 30 seconds of right there at the fourth quarter, it pulled. And I'm thinking there's no way, man, because, Mickey, when we hooked that fish, it was dead calm. By 3.5 hours later, it's white capping.
Right.
So, I'm, you know, the boat is, which is terrible for swordfish, but the
boat
is just...
Well, yeah,
because
the boat is going up and down, you know.
Yes.
You're getting a 3 foot rise in, you know, your line, and then a 3 foot drop, and a lot of bad stuff happens when it's like that. A
lot of bad stuff. So I'm thinking we're hollowing out the wherever he's hooked, you know, you got that as a factor. Now I'm thinking a lot of things at this moment, but anyway, yeah. So the hook pulls, we get the rig. I mean, he's right under the boat. We get the rig back into the boat, and the sacrificial weight had gotten caught on the actual hook. It never came off. And what's even crazier than that 5 pound weight not coming off is the fact that it was covered in internal, you know, it had some guts on it. It had some mud on it. It that weight, that swordfish ate the bait,
and
it swallowed the weight, 5 pound weight. Yep, that thing was a monster, Mickey.
Well,
it was a monster.
Deep.
Yeah, but you know that weight was literally sitting on the hook, so that hook never really had a chance to sink in,
to really penetrate,
because it's got this,
and, yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
dude, I mean, you couldn't.
I'm surprised it lasted that long.
I know. When I pulled that freaking thing
That's
in and I
crazy.
Saw that sacrificial weight. I was like, you got to be joke. Covered in, you know. Oh, dude, I was so upset. We all
what
were.
What a nightmare.
I know.
I know. When I watched the video, you know, y'all had already had it on for like 45 minutes. And
oh, yeah.
And I went ahead and turned it off. I didn't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going.
Yeah, no.
They've got a big one on, so I'm gonna wait to hear the story. I don't
buddy.
Like the outcome.
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother. I wish I had
what a tear-jerking heartbreaker, man. That,
God, three,
that bite.
3.5 hours, buddy. I mean, hours of just grinding.
Sawing
on that
fish. Thing, man.
Sawing, dude. It went through everybody. I fought that fish for an hour. I mean, out of 3.5 hours, I was on that fish for about an hour.
Wow.
Dude, I was so... I was so ready to put that fish in the boat. You know, it just wasn't, I mean, with the freak accident of pulling in the sacrificial weight and all that, I mean, that fish wasn't meant to
swallow the 5 pound weight.
yeah, that fish was, he wasn't meant to be caught, I guess, Mickey. I don't know.
Man,
I don't know
how big that fish was. It's a shame you couldn't get a look at him.
I know. At no point during that fight did we think that we were fighting a fish that was under 250 pounds. I mean, it was just from start to finish, that God. Thing had that rod just bowed over, man. We were getting, you know, an inch or two on a reel coming up over a wave, and that thing is just sinking 6 to 8 inches of line out. I mean, for hours. And then we got him up and get back down. I mean, that thing was, oh, well. It's a fish story now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Man.
That's man.
I know.
That was probably a fish of a lifetime right there, buddy.
Yeah, but, you know, we had a good crew, man. My guys had a blast, and, you know, that's what it comes down to, man. We just made some memories out there, and we caught a bunch of tuna. You know, we fished the last 10, 15. It was nothing, man. We stopped in over a reef, and we did some bottom fishing with some live squid or some chopped up squid, and we caught, you know, great bottom fishing, man. Big, big, big vermilion snapper. I mean, they would be legal red snapper size, you know, 16-inch, 17-inch vermilions, and ended up catching an African pompano, which we don't see a lot of. Big old white-looking crazy pompano fish. And so that was a cool bonus. But, yeah, man, it was great. It was great. It was a good overall trip. We were, of course, we were sad about that, but you know what do you do, man? You got to lose them to catch them, I guess. Someday,
well,
you know.
That's true. That's part of it. That's the bad part of it. But hey, you know. Yeah, yeah.
No joke. That is the bad part of it. But anyway, we're loading the boat, Mickey, and we're fixing to go out and do our thing this morning. This will be the first time we get out after this that crazy front that blew in 2 days ago. And gosh, did y'all get wind where you were or what?
That's an understatement.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
what a blow.
I know, man. We took a lot of damage, unfortunately. It blew our marquee sign, our 12-foot by 6-foot marquee sign, out of the holder and broke it, and it landed on 61st Street.
Wow.
Oh yeah, blew it right out, and that thing lasted through barrel. And, you know, and blew that out, and then gosh, our boats. I mean, we just had no idea it was going to be that much wind. Dude, our boats, the side trim was getting beat up on the dock, and it was terrible, man. Me and Mama Sharky were out there holding the boats, and I'm calling everybody, my guys, my wife, my dad showed up, and we're all holding the boats off and trying to squeeze giant buoys in between them from the deck, and it was a mess, Mickey.
Yeah, that west wind, that blows right into your dock, doesn't it?
Dude, it was, yes. God. Me and Mama Sharky were sitting there working on the wedding portion and working on some brochures online, and she go, man, it's getting windy out there. I'm going to go check on the boats. And she looked at the boats. She came running back in and said, you're going to want to come downstairs, and I don't think you're going to like what you see. And, boy, we ran outside, and it was about 45 minutes of chaos from that point.
I bet it was. Man, what a nightmare.
I know, man, but
you're on a roll. You know,
hey, I'm on. Hey, I mean, can I get a win here? Good,
man, you're on a roll. Well, you got a big week coming up next week, spring break, man.
Yeah, buddy. I am. We're looking forward to that, man. And gosh, if the weather will hold, it's just been. Who knows?
Well. The forecast looks decent for next week. We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see.
Saturday and, you know, Sunday, but then after that, it looks like next week, maybe, the spring breakers may hit it right this year.
Man, so. I hope so, brother. Man. I really do.
Well, sorry we for all it. Your misfortunes, losing a big fish and almost tearing your place up. That's crazy.
Well, you know, and the tide, it's all right, Mickey. And the tide this morning, I mean, we're stepping down like 4 foot to get on the boat.
Yeah, I need a ladder to get in the boat.
Yeah. It ain't been, the floating dock is sitting on the land right now.
Isn't that something?
It's crazy, man. I mean, it's got to be down 5 foot.
Yeah, any kind of west and wind, it'll blow the water out. It is, I mean, I looked at it yesterday, I'm going, my gosh, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
My whole shoreline, you know, that I live on over there on Trinity Bay at West Side, it was a beach. You know, it was just dry sand.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. I wonder what it'll be like out there, but you know, there's one way to find out.
Well, it's a good flush, you know, good turnaround. We'll get some water back now that we got eastern wind, it'll start pouring back in, so pretty good cleansing there. All right, Sharky, well look, man. If somebody wants to come down and lodge up or
heck
offshore
yeah.
Fish, inshore, jetty, whatever, y'all do it all, man. How do they get a hold of you? Give them some info.
Absolutely, man. We would love to have you guys. Also, for spring break, of course, coming up, man, bring the family down. You could do some on-site lodging with us here at Bayside. Bayside Event Center, right on 61st Street. We're easy to find. And then you can Google Outcast Charters, and our website will pop right up there, Outcast Charters Galveston. And, man, we'd love to have you guys. We do all-inclusive trips, so we make it super hands-free for you and the fam to just come out, you know, hop on the boat, and we take care of the rest. So, man, everybody have a blessed and safe rest of your week.
Get in, sit down, and hang on, baby.
And hang on, baby. We going monster fishing, baby.
All right, Sharky. Hey, have a good one, brother. I'll talk to you Saturday.
Thanks, brother.
Be safe. Later,
hey,
man.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.